Blog Talk Radio.
And then we'll get a station identification. Well, we'll thank the Lord and give him praise, and then we'll get a station identification. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, oh my God, God, Jehovah God, we are so grateful to you for all that you've done for us. Nobody can do what you do. Nobody can bless like that but you, God. There's so many things that you've done for us that we didn't even know it, anything about, God. While we were sleeping, you did it for us. You let our hearts beat over 1,000 times. You let our minds think. You let us breathe over 1,000 times. And we didn't know anything about it. That's why we say you watched over us, Lord, all night long. Thank you. We appreciate it more than we can say in words. You've been so multitudinously good to us. You blessed us in an ultra awesome, ultra tremendous way. And we want to just say thank you. We ask this day that you look on us, forgive us for all sin. We don't know of any sin, but if there be any, Lord, please forgive us. Open our eyes that we might do your will. Amen. Forgive us for omission and sins of commission. Now look on this line, clean it up, sanctify it. Holy Ghost, that you might work on the line. Give him grace and give him mercy, we pray. Let the people be blessed bountifully today. Those who get up for you, God, I know you're already up for them. But give them a phenomenal blessing. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Meet all their needs. You said you would supply their needs according to riches and glory. God, health-wise, I curse any infirmities. I curse any afflictions. God, heal these folk and let them stand strong for thee. Oh, God, bring joy in the midst of any sorrow, peace in the midst of any confusion, love, Lord, in the midst of any type of hatred, and hope in the midst of despair. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. Bless every participant on the line and take us up, 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 up. Bless those who are less fortunate, Lord, who don't have the food they need and the clothing they need, not making the money that they need to supply all of their utilities and things like that. And some who are not making enough on their jobs to even supply their children's needs. I'm asking you to turn it around and give them great paying jobs. Not just good jobs, but great paying jobs. I'm asking you to rebuke all jealousy on your jobs, jealous of the saints of God. Don't want them to prosper. Don't want them to go up because they see something different about them. That's what happened, I know, to the children of Israel. They hadn't done anything to those people. Many places they traveled trying to get to the promised land. That's all they were trying to do. And the people got jealous of them simply because they were blessed. God, look on these blessed people and grant them favor. Favor on the left and right, favor before them and behind them. Now to take them through and take them up in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we give you all the glory and all the adoration and all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we do it for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Thank God, amen, and amen, and amen. And good morning to all of y'all. Are y'all awake on this line?
Good morning,
good morning,
Chief.
Amen.
Morning.
Good morning to all of y'all. God bless all of you. Amen. I'm not gonna ask y'all to do that. Nope. Don't y'all want to know what I'm not going to ask y'all to do?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not going to ask all of y'all. I'm not going to ask y'all, all of y'all, to go look in the mirror right now. No, I'm not going to do it. No.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm not going to ask y'all to do that. So, but I am going to ask y'all to say good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, Lord.
And I'm going to ask y'all, I mean, not the people who don't want to, because he's not going to receive it, no way. But to the those who want to give him praise, he will receive that.
Thank
and
you.
He will appreciate your praise. Amen. I'm going to ask you to open your mouth, but don't lag on everything. I told the people on the blog line last night, you know, we got to be first on something. Try to be first on something. Amen. It's so important. In any way but boast in the Lord. But if you look, even if y'all Google gospel saxophonist Dr. Bernard Johnson, my bio will come up, and you'll see a bunch of firsts there. If you look at it, a bunch of firsts. First to do this, first to do that, all that kind of stuff. But my point is this. You should want to be first sometime. Sometime you should. You shouldn't have to have people, when I ask y'all to praise the Lord, you shouldn't want to be eighth or ninth or tenth. This is for the Lord. You ought to want to be first. Jump in there and start praising. And, you ought to want to be first sometime. Amen. I'm going to say praise check. And try to jump in there and be first praising the Lord. Amen. Because when you praise Him, He'll really inhabit your praise. Amen. You may get a miracle, because whenever He's in the room, everything is subject to Him. You can have lung trouble. And whenever He's in the room, I believe this, that He can speak and say, lungs be healed, and the lungs are healed. He can tell COPD, get out of there, and then we'll get out of there. He'll tell asthma, get out of there, get out of there. It'll take stomach trouble. Say, get out of there. It will get out. If you've got a lump in your breast, he'll say, get out, lump, and the lump will get out. It all comes from giving him praise many times it does. It comes from giving him praise and adoration, because he loves to be praised. And he loves for you to adore him. Amen. All right, y'all ready? Let's do
yes.
A praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God,
thank
you for this day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this time.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for the time.
Thank you for your blessing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Hallelujah.
We appreciate
you. We bless your holy name.
You're wonderful. And we praise you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Praise you.
Glory,
thank
glory,
you,
glory,
glory to your holy
glory,
name.
Glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Open, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We just appreciate what you've done.
Thank
you. We appreciate
Lord.
What you're doing.
Thank you,
glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank
thank
you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
And give you.
Glory. Thank you, big boy.
We
thank
adore
you. Hallelujah.
In the name of
thank
Jesus,
you.
We praise you. And thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything.
Thank
you
for what you've done over the weekend.
Done over the weekend.
In
thank
the
you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank you.
Every person. In Jesus' name. Thank
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
amen and amen and amen.
Glory. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord, y'all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for all of y'all on the prayer line this morning. I'm going to get a station identification, and then I might do a brief wisdom seminar. Let's go to Philippians for just a moment. Y'all can talk on this. I know you can. And help the people over in Africa. They may be able to help us too. We can just hear a few of y'all. Only thing they allow us to do on this prayer line is, you know, we can hear a few of you, not many, but those whose lines are open, you're very welcome to talk about this. Let's go to Philippians 4:13, and we're going to get station identification. If Dr. Julie Hagen is there, we're going to do that in just a minute. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I want to ask y'all to give me your take on that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Okay, I'm coming back to you on that, and be ready, okay? Don't lag on me. Don't crawl on me. Just be ready. All right. Let me go and see. Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, are you there? Can you give us a station identification and instructions, if possible? Are you there this morning? All right. God bless you. We'll come back to her. Amen. God bless you. But I want to see what y'all think about that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Is there anybody who can help? I mean, they're listening all over the world, and in India and Russia and France and Germany and Portugal and everywhere else. Can y'all give us your take on it? Amen. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Remember that some people listening, this is their only church. And don't sit back, saint, and hold your peace. And this is their only church. You got to say something. Amen. The line is open to you. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. All right? The line is open to you. Who can give us something on that in the name of Jesus? This is the Wisdom Seminar, and the line is open to you. Anybody?
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas. Good morning. That means, thank you. That means to me, I can do all things to Christ, which strengthens me. This morning, I got up about 5 and I went to wash my face. And
talk a little louder. Somehow your phone went down.
I put some clothes in my washing machine. And
talk a little louder.
Very, very clear to me this morning. He said, you cannot do nothing apart from me, but with me, all things are possible. This morning, he spoke loud to me because I said, Lord, I can't even use the wash machine appropriately without you. He said, everything you do, you ask me. You pray over every cooking, speaking to the kids, talking to any aspect in my life. The Lord told me to pray this morning loud and clear. He said to pray before I do anything, and it will be done through him, and I will be successful in it. And that's the only way that it's going to work for Sheila. Everything I have to do, and I know I have not reached that point, but God is talking to me, and I'm trying to stay focused there and get there. But he's let me know that I can't do nothing apart from him, but with him all things are possible, and I can do them all, and I will do them all through him. And I have so many failures when I do things and God is not involved. I'm a sinner just like everybody else, being on my knees, repenting every day, all day long. And God has let me know without him, nothing is going to be success for me. And the things where I think I can't do sometimes, lots of times I get frustrated with my grandkids. And it don't be them, it be myself, because if my man was focused right and walking in the spirit, stuff like that wouldn't even move me. So that's what I mean when I say I haven't arrived yet, but God is good. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. On the days that I don't feel like doing it, I know that I have to say, Lord, apart from you, I can do nothing. But with you, all things are possible. And even for church yesterday morning, I was hurting in my body. And at the last end, like at 6 o'clock in the morning, I can't wait for the church doors to open. Like she said, I wanted to be the first one there yesterday. So by 8:45, my body got the feeling like that. I'm like, Lord, I can't do this in my own strength. And I realized this. Would you please get me down this hill over to the church house in the mighty name of Jesus? And when I went, he gave me a great, great spirit. So that's why I know I can do all things through Jesus, which strengthens me. Amen.
Beautiful. All right, Sister Shayla. And you were the first one, praise the Lord, on this wisdom seminar. Anybody else, can you give us your take on that? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. All of y'all ought to be jumping in on that. As much as y'all can do through Christ, as much as he lets you do, amen. You ought to have something to say. Who's next? The line is open.
I thank God this morning. This is Mother Wilson.
Yes, ma'am.
The Lord is good, and I know without him I can't do nothing. But with him I can do all things. I can't move except he move in me. I can't walk unless he walk with me. And I thank him for walking with me and giving me the strength. And I begin to say when it seems like I can't move, Lord, I can't do nothing without you. But I can do all things with you. With you, without you, I just can't move. I can't walk. I can't talk. But with you being with me, I can move and I can go and I can do what you have me to do. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, someone else, give us your take. I
Amen.
Can do all things.
Is that Johnson, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God this morning. I honor the Lord on this morning and to you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, and everyone on the line. I just praise God because I do realize it's good that we can know our insufficiencies and limitations that are on our physical and mental self. But with Christ, I can do all things. That's where our trust lies. That's where our faith lie, realizing that only with him I can do it with Christ that strengthens me. And I just got given that testimony on yesterday at church that the pastor had prayed for me that previous Sunday. And the Lord knew I was going to need that strength. This was just a pretty taxing week, previous week. And just when it seems like my strength begins to fail, I remember the prayers that were prayed for me. I said, Lord, I take on the strength of you and those that are praying for me. And you just gave me a boost. And I just thank God because I do realize it's not in myself, but it's in Christ. He's the one that strengthens me that I make it daily. Most people say when they hear my story, I don't know how you do it. I said, I don't know either, but it's not me, but it's to the glory of God. Because of him, I'm able to continue to take care of my husband and my mom. Just texting, but the Lord makes the difference. I just realized that it's not in me, it's in him. So I praise God that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Praise the Lord.
Wow. Is this Sister Deborah Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Can you take care of your husband and your mom? Oh, my God.
My husband is in the nursing home, but I'm there every day, and I work, and I'm there with him and my mom. So just by the grace of God.
You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. That's a perfect example right there. Oh, my God. Do I have another one? Somebody.
Praise here. The Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise
Mother Johnson. Mother Woodard Johnson. All right. God bless you. Lines
well,
open.
I tell you. Oh, I can think back. I don't have to think back to 2-4, but I used to clean houses. I cleaned houses for 40 years.
What?
And I would go and clean houses. It wasn't nobody but me. And I tell you, I would clean 7 houses a day.
What?
Yes. And I said, when I got through with the last house, I always said, except the Lord was with me, was nothing I could do. But God enabled me to get finished with the 7 houses. And then come home and do my work. You know, God is good. I don't care what nobody how they feel.
You can do all things through Christ Jesus, who gives you the strength to do it. And except he gives you strength, you're just like a lemon. So I just thank and praise God for the strength that he gives me to stand up and mire from 6 o'clock in the evening to 1 o'clock in the morning. And they said, aren't you tired? I said, no, except Jesus with me. I couldn't stand it. It ain't me. It's the Christ that sent me.
My God, my God. Beautiful. Beautiful. Anybody else?
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, let me give one of my testimonies. I never forget. I often mention this because it was so awesome. When I was in Texas, the Lord laid on my heart to put forth and put together some youth prayer breakfast. Amen. At 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. And I started with a committee of about 8 people. And some people said it couldn't be done. They nobody gonna come at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And the Lord gave me to put that together. And 2 months later, when we had the prayer breakfast, amen, there were 8,000 people there on Saturday morning at the convention center. That's the only place we could have it. We had 800 tables. 800 tables, and all of them were full. 800. And, my God, 10 at a table. And and then we had chairs around the wall, too. I mean, over 8,000 at that prime. And then I had it again. I think I had it 2 or 3 times. And over those prayer breakfasts, over 19,000 people attended prayer breakfasts. One year I had Carl Lewis as my guest. Another year I had Meta Lark Lemon. And God said to people, I can do all things through Christ. The strength of me. We had, God told me to do concerts across the country. And you know what convention centers are. We rented 46 convention centers in a row. 46, paid for myself. And God filled those convention centers up, 46 across the country. And I can do all things through Christ. Not bragging. I'm just telling you my life. That's all I'm doing. I'm talking about things that have happened already, what the Lord did. I can do all things through Christ. My God. Is there one more who wants to tell about the goodness of Jesus? All right, let me go to my praise reports. Somebody who has a praise report, God did something for you, whether it was this weekend or last weekend or whenever. But I want to hear it. Amen. What did the Lord do for you? Amen. The line is open to you. Who's the first one with the praise report of what God did? Line's open.
Good morning. This is Sheila Brown in Kansas. Praise the Lord. God is always good to me. I have a grandmother, Evelyn Betts, that's in Clarendon, Arkansas. She's 92 years old. She had a slip and fall this weekend. She's a true anointed woman of God. Thank the Lord. She slipped and fell, and they took her to the emergency room yesterday, and I thank the good Lord. Grandmother didn't have a fracture. She didn't have nothing out of whack, and I just thank the Lord because my auntie said all of a sudden, Grandma woke up Saturday. God just endured her with strength and power. Grandmother just went all Saturday, just all up and downtown in Arkansas, visiting all of our cousins and stuff, and God just gave her strength. And on the way home, she just slipped. But thank the Lord that we poured us clean, and I thank him for protecting my grandmother, Evelyn.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And how old is she?
She's 92.
And she had a fall. She's 5.
Yes, sir.
Well, she can do all things through Christ which strengthens her.
Thank you, Lord.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Now, y'all on the phone, you know if a 92-year-old woman has a fall, well, nothing but the Lord that kept
her.
Amen. That's a good sign that God was there. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, sir. somebody else tell of the goodness of Jesus. You got a praise report, bring it on. Amen. The line is open to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Sister Renee McKnight.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. The line's open.
Can you hear me?
Sure we can.
I had to put my dog down yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Lord Jesus.
What happened?
Yes, Lord.
What happened?
She had a heart attack.
Oh.
Blood.
A heart.
I know some of y'all. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
She had a heart murmur. So her little heart just gave out.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing I could have done for her. But my mother's in the hospital still, in ICU. So just pray for her.
I certainly will. I'm going to get somebody. Is there anybody on the line who's had an animal that you love so much and you lost your animal? Your dog, your cat, your whatever kind of animal was. And you can feel her pain. Is there anybody who's ever been through that? If so, can you pray for her? Because, you know, people don't understand a dog that you've had a long time is like a child,
yeah.
Like losing a child. And I feel your pain.
Thank you.
Is there anybody on the line who can pray for Sister Renee?
Most gracious Father God, I come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, just repenting and confessing and in agreement with you, Lord, confessing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Sister McKnight, Lord God. I haven't lost the animal, Lord God, but I feel her pain. Father God, would you move mightily on her behalf? And Lord, would you please, in the name of Jesus, heal her broken heart? Would you please, in the name of Jesus, bring her peace? Would you please, in the name of Jesus, bring her comfort? Lord God, would you watch over that brother, touch him in the hospital room, Lord God? Would you just bring comfort to her heart? Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, just help her in every area where she's weak. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're supposed to bear the infirmities of the weak, Lord. And I just thank you for it, Lord God. Just lift her where she may be leaning today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, just help her out, Lord. And bring her confidence in the situation, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I just thank you, praise you for her, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Praise God.
It's going to be all right, Sister Renee.
Thank
oh, my
you.
God. Heavenly Father, you see Sister Renee and you feel her pain. People who really don't, have never had an animal and love the animal, they don't understand. They just say it's your dog. But God, you know this woman loved her dog. And it was like losing a child. This woman hurting inside. And would you look on Sister Renee? Touch her heart.
Touch
your broken heart. Help her, Lord, in this time of your reading.
Yes, and Lord.
Lift
thank you, Jesus.
Burden.
Thank
lift
you.
A heavy load in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Then at the same time, Lord, her mother's in the hospital. You know about that. Would you raise her mother up and let her have joy in the midst of this turmoil? Oh, God, whatever the affliction may be, I pray. I curse the affliction at the root. That it would wither away, and that her mother would be raised up, and she would have her in this time
thank
of
you,
need and time of bereavement. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In Jesus, we pray. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless all of y'all. God bless you. The Lord be with you. It's going to be all right. I played that song. I've got a feeling that everything will be all right. It's going to be all right.
Johnson.
All right. Is there anybody else on the? Go ahead, Sister Renee.
God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you so much.
Thank you,
all right. Is there anybody else who has a praise report on the line? I got one, but I want you to give yours. Okay. You got a praise report. Anybody else with a praise report? Well, let me get mine. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right, Mother, again.
The Lord woke me up this morning, and he started
yes, he
me
did.
Over.
Yes, ma'am. That's a good. That's good enough. That's as a senior saint used to say, that's a good enough. That's a good enough. All right.
This
is there anybody
Wilson.
Else? Go
yes,
ahead, Mother Wilson.
This is something
yesterday I was able to go to church, and I thank God for how he blessed me. Went to a visiting church, and I think the Lord is going to bless me to bring someone on the prayer line for the shut-in on Wednesday night. And,
all right.
And I just thank God, you know, for the favor that he's given me with that.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm looking forward to it at the time that I'm supposed to be on. I'm looking forward to it. I praise God for that.
Thank God for it. Thank God. Did I hear somebody else trying to give a praise report? If so, the line's open.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I got up at 5 o'clock this morning, and I just start thanking the Lord. Just thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
beautiful.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So I just really, really love this prayer line, the saints on this prayer line. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank
all right,
you.
Did I hear somebody else tell us where you are, who you are, and where you're from? Anybody else, who you are and where you're from? All right. Thank God for you.
I'm trying to get to Kansas City.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You coming?
I'm trying. I'm at, pray for me that I can... I've never been there before, and I'm trying to get a ticket.
All right. I think we heard people say on Tuesday the tickets are cheaper, so you might want to wait till tomorrow.
Yes, sir, but I'm trying.
All right. You just keep on trying. The Lord's going to bless your father. Mother Willie Johnson wants to come to Kansas City. Would you help her? In the name of Jesus, I ask you. In Jesus' name, amen. Gonna be all right, Mother.
Yes,
and if there's anybody who needs a roommate to cut your room price in half, amen. We got somebody who's a wonderful, wonderful saint of God who can share a room with you if you are a woman, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you like to, just let us know, amen. All right. Is there anybody else with the praise report? Take one more. All right, y'all. Praise the Lord. Again, my praise report. Yesterday at Amazing Grace, it was off the chain. Oh, my God. I preached a little simple message that I may preach on the air, but it was just a simple message from the book of John. And I preached this message. Ye must be born again. You must be born again. I didn't think the Lord was going to do nothing to that little message. You must be born again. And when I got through preaching it and gave the invitation for people to come who've never been born again or those who want to rededicate their lives, 27 people made decisions for Christ on yesterday. And it was so phenomenal what the Lord did. The Sunday before that last, we had 12 who came and joined the church. And 27 decisions yesterday for Christ. God is moving in a spectacular way, in Amazing Grace. We're going to be Amazing Grace the last day of the convention. Amen. We're going to bring it, take it there. Amen. And God is blessing. The anointing is all around it. I asked the Lord to do this, and he is doing just that. When people get out of their cars on the parking lot, they can feel the Holy Ghost on the parking lot. When they walk in the foyer, oh, my God, they feel the presence of the Lord. Oh, and I introduced yesterday, you know, we got about 3 or 4 things that have originated from Amazing Grace and from this prayer line. One is the 1,000 thank yous. Amen. We introduced it first at Amazing Grace and then on this prayer line. second one is praise check. When you hear people doing the praise check around the country and they go to praising God, the home of the praise check is Amazing Grace. We originated that, the praise check. Amen. And the third thing we introduced yesterday, we've already introduced it on the prayer line, and y'all are loving it. Amen. We introduced it in Amazing Grace yesterday. And let the prayer line and Amazing Grace be the home of this. It's called the Holy Ghost Rehab. Amen. Kind of got it from my mother, the mother to the nation, Mother Emily Johnson. Oh, my God. And she would take her walker. And when that shout music would start, Mother Johnson would stand up and hold her walker and start shouting right there. And then other times when she didn't shout right in place, she would take her walker and start pushing with the music all around the front of the church. And I got it from the Lord through Mother Johnson. Yeah. You know, when you go in the hospital and have a major operation, instead of them sending you home, they'll send you to rehabilitation. And they send you there to get you to exercise that body so you won't get stiff. Move those legs so you won't get stiff, and move the arms, and they'll send somebody in to work with you. Amen. A person to work with you for your legs and for your arms and for your body. And God said, Bernard, I want you to do Holy Ghost rehab. It's more effective than the nurse coming in doing rehab in your room. And what is it, Lord? He said, well, you got that praise music. Tell the people to move their legs and move their arms with the music, and those who can do the holy shout, the holy dance, get up and do the holy dance. I think I'm going to close today with that Holy Ghost Rehab. Yeah, it's called Holy Ghost Rehab. Yeah, it's a time we go to praising God. If y'all would stick with me and just obey me as a leader, as I follow Christ, you'll feel better at the end of the day, at the end of the week, at the end of the month. Doing this Holy Ghost rehab, you will feel so much better. Just follow me as I follow Christ. God bless you. Before we do that, though, I want to get a few final questions. Pray for you this morning. We got others who can pray, too. But we're going to get some prayer for you. Amen. Who will take those prayer requests for us? Anybody? And then we're going to have some prayer. Come on, saints. Amen.
Good morning.
Who will take those prayer requests? Good morning.
Pastor-elect Mother Wilson.
Yes,
I would
ma'am.
The prayer requests that I have some unspoken prayer requests are this morning.
All right.
And
all right,
they're very, very I need very much prayer for those unspoken requests. And
mm-hmm.
I am looking for the Lord to bless in those areas. At this time, we thank God for the opening of the prayer requests, and who would be the first one would give your prayer request.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I just ask you not to forget about Angel, Wilma, R.D., and Becky. Well, there's a lot of other people that are sick and not calling by their name, but God know their name. I just ask you to pray for the sick everywhere. Pastor Gina's husband. Pray for my family.
Thank you. Thank you. Who will be the next one? We don't want to be slow. We want to go on and get our prayer requests in so we can get it back to our ambassador and be brief and be quick. With that, do it. All right.
This is Renee McNaught from Texas. Area code 325. Just continue to pray for me. And I just want to thank everybody on the prayer line. Y'all are awesome. I love y'all all. And even though all this is going on in my life, I still went to church yesterday. I felt wonderful after I got out of church. Well, I just want to thank everybody, and God bless y'all.
Let me jump in there for a moment. Let me jump in there. And Sister Renee, you did the right thing.
Yes, I know.
many of us forget that we think we don't know, really understand what the church is. The church is a hospital for sick folks,
yeah.
People whose hearts are bruised, people who are down physically, who are sick physically, people who have been hurt and bruised and going through struggles and going through tests and going through storms. And the church is the best place to go so you can get some inspiration. See, the enemy doesn't want you to go to church because he's trying to knock you out. And he'll hit you with the left hook and the right hook like a fighter in a wing and a rink. Amen. And if he hits you with the left hook and right hook, you'll be staggering. And if you don't go to church that Sunday, many times on Monday again, he'll hit you with another left hook and right hook. And before you know it, you're down on the floor, knocked out. So what the church does, when the devil hits you with the left hook and right hook, you have what you call a corner in a fighting match. You'll leave the middle of the ring from a fighting match and go to your corner. And the corner is the place where they kind of restore you. They take water and wring it over the top of your head and refreshes you. It wakes you up. Yeah. They take grease and put it on your cheeks so when they hit you with the left hook or right hook, that left hook will slip off your face because there's grease there. And they put it all on your cheeks and on your chin and on your forehead so that when they hit you, it will slip off. But the corner refreshes you. It brings you back to life. It restores you. And that's what the church is. The church is your corner. That when the devil has hit you during the week, you know, you got all kind of things. You got BPU or whoever it is trying to cut your electricity off or cut your water off. Or either your television is cut off or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, the internet and all that. And then you got a call you get from down home and your brother is sick or passed. And then you get another call after that is from someplace else and tragedy hits over there, and the devil's hitting you everywhere, trying his best to knock you out. But God knows how much you can bear. He'll send you to the church. That's your corner, so you can be refreshed. Amen. Yeah. Make it through that storm. And when you miss going to the church, you miss that refreshment. Oh, you're more closer to the devil hitting you again and knocking you out. So get to the church house. It's the hospital where sick will go. Get well. All right, go ahead, Mother.
I bless you, Pastor and Sister Renee. Let's keep the faith and believe God. Who will be the next one?
Mother Digby, Area 708, Unspoken.
All right. Thank you, Mother Digby. Next prayer call request.
Sheila Brown in Kansas, would you please put all of my 50 nieces and nephews and my 23 great nieces and nephews on the prayer list? God, I know exactly who they are. Prayer for their salvation.
All right. We need that for everybody. Babies.
Amen.
And God bless you.
Thank you.
Who will be the next one? Come on, Saint. Is there any more?
Yes, Pastor-elect Johnson in Texas, area code 325. I would like to continue to pray for the for all the children, but especially the teenagers. During this summertime, Lord, let your blood cover them. We want to hold them up because the enemy